You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. No Hugh, he's out this week, but I am back and joined today by Al Morgani. Al, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's not to like?
Well, there's a lot to like, a lot not to like. We're going to debate it all. Al, it's been a while since I feel like we haven't worked together in a long time.
No, because I've been having fun. Yeah. I've worked with Cap Gun.
The rest of us got to work here.
I work with Cap Gun on Sundays a lot.
How's that?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's,
TK was in for me last week. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's been keep up with what's going on. It's amazing. Just come back every week, something else happens. Every other day, something else happens. It's wild.
It is. There's a lot going on here. 215-592-9494. Are we going to live on the show today? So Rhea's going to join us coming up at 11, as she does every Monday. Mm-hmm. We will, later in the show, unveil the beginning of Quarter Century Week, which we're doing here on the Midday Show. We're gonna vote on, and by the end of the week, have the top five athletes of Philadelphia sports over the last 25 years. We are a quarter century in here. So we'll get to that. Al's with us. We got to get Al's list of the top five Flyers of the last 25 years. You people coming up, all that. A new quarterback list is out as well, so I'm sure everyone will be mad at that. That'll be fun. Al, though, we'll start with the Phillies. They win yesterday, and so I was out last week. I was on the West Coast, so I was on the same time as them. Yeah, I went to, you ever been to, I'm sure you have, Washington State? I went to
Olympia
National
Beer.
Park.
Did you have some Olympia Beer?
I did have that. I went to Olympic National Park. I went to Mount Rainier. It was awesome. But I was on the same time frame as the Phillies, right? So I got back at night after, you know, being the hiking all day, and I listened to some of the games. And it was a lot of the same, right? They didn't score any runs, and they won two times out of six. But it was kind of a frustrating road trip for the Phillies. Yet, Al, they go into the All-Star break still in first place. Like, it's been a weird year to where they have flaws. They don't hit enough.
Yeah.
The bullpen stinks. Yet, their starting pitching is great enough that they're still in first place. Al, as we hit the All-Star break here, Home Run Derby tonight, are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be?
Their record is better, a little better, but they're worse. The Phillies are a very nice car where you're humming along, the check engine light is on, and everything's going well, but the check engine light is on.
Yeah, so you're
and
a
you're
bit
waiting
worried,
to say what is going to happen, and it's not like you weren't warned. The thing's right there, flashing at you, check engine, and it's up to you. Are you going to reach that destination before something goes bonkers, or are you going to check under the hood?
It's a good analogy. I think that is a really good way to frame the Phillies. They are that, right? And the check engine light's been on.
Oh.
But, you know, sometimes those lights fire for no reason. There's a plug off. And I'm not saying there's no reason to have concern with the Phillies. Everyone listening knows I have concern with the Phillies. But, Al, when the season began, my prediction was 89 wins and a wild card spot. I wasn't as high on this team as other people were. Now, I didn't think they were bad, but I thought it'd be a struggle to just get there. And I look at the team and I'm like, And the starting pitching is great enough that it does cover up the other issues. Even look at this weekend. They didn't play great this weekend, right? They had issues on with the Kepler pop-up on Friday, and they had issues yesterday scoring runs till the eighth inning. But they won the game yesterday. They very easily could have won the game on Friday night. Their starting pitching is primarily excellent. And I actually think they're better than I thought they would be to start this season, because I wasn't sure the pitching was this great. I mean, it really is. Even without Aaron Nola, even with Bryce Harper not having a great season by his standards, the pitching is so good that they're still one of the, I don't know, five or six best teams in baseball.
Yeah, but it's all on the pitching. Question is, are you gonna risk that's going to carry you through? Yeah. That's very difficult to think that's going to happen, because more often than not in the playoffs, big bats come through.
They do.
And that's what, you know, I'm not looking at this team as a team to make the playoffs. Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. I actually think the manager's done a remarkable job with a dysfunctional lineup. With an outfield that he has, with a defense that he has at times, with power hitters that lost power. I think he's done a really good job, and some of that is just the pitching coming through. But now I'm not as nearly as confident with them as I thought I was going to be going into. And you mentioned the problems, Nola, a reliever that's gone.
Alvarado, who screwed them.
Well, your top player with the wrist that seems chronic now.
Yep.
So I think he's done a really good job, but I don't have much faith that they can. Like, these playoffs aren't just one round, two rounds. I mean, you're going to go a long time in the playoffs.
Well,
you
might have to win four rounds.
Yeah. That's a long time. And I'm disappointed. I'm not disappointed in their record. I'm disappointed in my eyes what I see.
Yeah, the record, I mean, obviously the record's pretty good. I mean, even with losing 4-6 on the road this week, they're still in first place. Like, and I think that it's almost like we're looking at the issues and almost not looking at the record. Like, we're doing both at the same time. Like, the record's good. Yeah. The issues are there. I just look at it this way. Even with the issues they have, they have a really good record. They have really good starting pitching. And I do think some of the issues could be fixed. Like, the bullpens are the one thing at the trade deadline, Al. If you do it right, you can fix it.
Yeah, but it's such a long shot. Or it can go bad, too. It's the hardest position to predict, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't have as much issue with the bullpens as many, because I just assume when Nola comes back, that somebody's going in there anyway. So you're going to have to have somebody's going
in. But they're going to need another guy.
One more, but everybody's talking two. No, you might need one, but you're going to send a starting pitcher in there.
Which one?
Well, you're going to have an option.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's fine. And I don't know what's going to happen with a kid they bring up or whatever. But I'm prioritize a bat. A lot of times to me, when you have a really good team, and since the DH has come into the National League, your closer is a big bat. Ryan Howard was a closer as much as Lynch.
So, like, you're up 2-1, you hit the home run and make it 4-1.
Yes.
Yeah, that finishes the game.
It's a huge difference. And when you have a lineup where you reach where there's a dead spot, it's like a dead spot on your phone when you get the 7, 8, 9 done.
Some days it's before 7, 8, 9. It's Kepler. Wherever they put him in the lineup.
Exactly.
He stinks,
You got to get through. You have to fix that.
Yeah. Well, they do. And they need that. So here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. We're at Reach the All-Star Break. The Phillies win yesterday. We know they lost 2 out of 3 this weekend in San Diego. They're in first place. They're not a special all-time great team. They're good. They could be better. They obviously have work to do. But they're better than I thought for this reason. If you had told me before the season Bryce Harper would have the season he's had, if you told me before the season that Kyle Schwarber would be the only power threat they have in the entire lineup, if you told me before the season Romano's ERA would be 7 and Kepler would be DFA'd maybe in July, I would have said there's no way they're in first place. And they are. Like, sometimes I think we look at their issues and we keep saying, man, they're struggling, they have this, to that, but yet I look up every day and they have a starting pitcher out there 4 out of 5 days of the week, 4 out of 5, you know, through the rotation, dominating. I mean, it's not just good starting rotation. It's the best one, clearly, Al, we've had here since 2011, and it rivals that rotation. I mean, this is amazing what they've got out of Wheeler, Suarez, Sanchez, and Lizardo's been up and down, but his good is really good, Lizardo.
It's really good, and that's... As much as you're going to quote, you owe it to the fans, you owe it to this starting staff
to
kind of get them through. to let them show their stuff when it matters the most. But that's why I said I thought the manager's done a pretty good job with, as you mentioned it, guys that haven't. I mean, how many guys have played to the back of their baseball card, as they say, if you go around
Schwarber,
the lineup?
Schwarber. That, yeah. I guess Turner, he's in a little bit of a slump now, but for the most part, this year has been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, and but pitching, obviously, yeah. But your bullpen, and the manager's managed to keep together where guys have whined about stuff. He's had to, you know, discipline, which is not his forte.
Well, so the Castellanos and the Kepler thing.
Well, and it seemed to be, you know, it didn't rock the boat too much, kind of kept it in order. So I think he's done a pretty good job with what's been given to him. It's always been a strange lineup, kind of, thrown in there a lot of guys that should be DHs.
Well, they probably have three or four DHs.
Well,
yeah.
Playing regularly.
Yeah. I mean, they do.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Castellanos probably should be a DH. Harper might need to be a DH.
He's done a hell of a job.
Yeah. Well, that in some ways he really has. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we reached the All-Star break. Kyle, what do you feel on the Phils? They win yesterday. Not a great road trip out to the West, and they now enter the All-Star break in first place. But clearly the issues we've known have been there all year. Are they better or worse than you thought they'd be at this point?
I'm going to say better just because I don't think I expect... Well, you know, however I predicted this season to go, it was with the team being fully healthy and, you know, just knowing what I knew at the beginning of the season. But if you would have told me that Nola would miss the amount of time he did,
yep.
Alvarado would get suspended for a giant chunk of the season and until August, we won't even get him until the playoffs. And not only Bryce Harper missing a chunk of time, but the version of Bryce Harper that we got, even when he was healthy. And if you would have told me that we were number one in the division and, you know, top four record in the NL, I mean, I'd be pretty surprised. Now, Al's kind of right about the fact that, like, all the, you know, all your car lights are on and stuff like that. And they are just, like, not. It's like pulling teeth watching this team.
It is. Even yesterday, they won yesterday. And I was like, I hated the offense the whole game.
But I still have reason to think that they can get better as the season goes on. Like, I feel a lot better than I thought I would think, if that makes any sense, at this point in the season.
Yeah, the other thing that strikes me is you look at the lineup, right? So, you know, Stott has been a zero offensively. He's given them nothing. I thought Bohm was a zero for the whole month of April. Then he got hot, and now he's kind of gone backwards again. Somehow they have a good record despite a lot of holes all over the team. It's a weird year where they have so many players having big-time seasons. Wheeler, Sanchez, Suarez, obviously Kyle Schwarber. But then they have so many guys that are having bad seasons, and it just evens out to this 55-41 team.
55, and you have a division where two teams aren't nearly what you thought they were going to be.
Yes.
Which you benefit greatly from.
Yeah, well, the Braves' thinking really has helped the whole thing.
Yeah. And the team in New York kind of falling on themselves from time to time. Well, they get hot, but then that's the thing. If I'm looking at those two teams, which team do I think can ignite and go the distance? Much as the Mets are a mess.
That lineup is better.
Yeah.
Well, they start their lineup with Lindor and Soto and Alonso. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's really what we thought we'd have here, but it hasn't worked.
Imagine you had that and the pitching.
I know. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. We are at the All-Star break with the Phillies. They win yesterday, but lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Are they better or worse than you thought they'd be when this season began? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, man. How are we doing today?
We're doing great.
What's up?
Happy All-Star break Monday. Joe, I see, when you went on vacation, you didn't find any damn wisdom for yourself.
No, I didn't expect that. Did you expect that?
No, okay. And I saw, you know, you released a list that, you know, I'm sure you guys will talk about that proves, again, you
is
were
it,
not...
Is it the quarterback record. List or the coach list? Which one are we yelling about?
Coach
list.
Okay. Coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but let's stay on topic here before Kyle yells at me.
Okay.
The Phillies are worse than I thought. Last year, let's look at this. Last year, they started off to an historic base. Joe, you and I both were riding the train that this is the greatest Phillies team we've ever seen.
Yes, didn't work out the way we wanted, but yes, we were on that train. It crashed.
Yeah. They sent a record number of players, to the All-Star team that year. I mean, it just everything aligned, and then second half was tell two different stories, probably one of the most epic collapses of any sports team, and then we got bounced immediately in the first round by the Mets. So this year, is worse. Our bullpen is entirely trash men. Kirkling is probably our only maybe guy that, you know, maybe he may be driving a trash truck, but the other guys are definitely on the back picking it. Alvarado suspended for PEDs. The big pickup by Dombrowski was Romano Cheese, who just stinks to high heaven. Kepler is another bust, just like Whit Merrifield was last year. Bryce is playing with a busted wrist. That's not, by his own admission, not going to get any better. So,
and
know,
yet they're 55-41. I mean, you spelled it all out. They're better than you think they should be.
Ramuto's a shell of himself. Stott is abysmal at the plate. Here's my thing, Joe. I think he's again dealing with the elbow. That's Chris Middleton.
Now we're coping and making excuses for Stott. The guy hasn't hit for 2 years here, Chris.
Joe, here's the rebuttal to what you just said. If they didn't have three Cy Young candidates pitching the first half of the season, and again, we could say, well, see, this is who they are. Well, let's pump our brakes, because last year we thought we were who we were, but it turned out we were really playing above, as some people say, the back of the baseball card. Where would this team be today?
They'd be screwed. I mean, yeah. Or they'd be an average team. If they didn't have these pitchers pitching like this, they'd be in big trouble.
And that is the problem. These pitchers are going to come to earth a little bit. I mean, at the top of the hill, you know, Wheeler's going to be Wheeler, right? I think Sanchez is legit, but I think he's pitching a little over his head. But, you know, Ranger's got the back issue going on. Ranger's the last start previous to the one he just threw over the weekend, I mean, he was topping out at like 88 miles per hour with his fastball. Like, that guy, he's going to come off a cliff again. And they're already starting to peel his innings back. Guys, this team is not going to deliver as it's constructed. You need two major arms into that bullpen. You need offensive help from a bat, and that is why I'm all on board for selling. But
selling?
That,
what are we doing? They're in first place.
Talking about?
No. Not that's what I'm not saying. We need to sell. I'm saying they need to sell our farm team.
I get it.
I called for it last week. I don't just want us to jump in and make a little cannonball splash. I want a tsunami wave. We need to make major, major moves. Dave, get off your hands and get to work. And other than that, guys, here's going to be the topic all week long. Where's W-A-L-T-O Waldo? Where the hell is he?
Chris, appreciate it. That is a good question. Where do you think Hugh Douglas is right now? Buc-ee's?
Yeah, Buc-ee's. Yeah. I like Buc-ee's. Yeah. I was happy when he was talking about Buc-ee's.
He talks about Buc-ee's a lot.
Yeah. It's a strange place. It's very clean all the time.
Well, did you ever see his video when he went there and he took a video in the bathroom?
No, I try not to watch Hugh's videos because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea.
He was talking about going to a winery and getting banged up. But he said he was going to bring his tin Buc-ee's cup and ask if they could just put the wine in there.
So I know Hugh's become a wine guy recently. I'm not sure Hugh's a winery guy.
No.
Yeah, like, I mean, he could go. He could become one. But, like, he may have to ease into becoming a winery guy. It's a different... the wineries are different.
I don't like wine. I don't drink wine. But
yeah, I like wine. But wineries are a different vibe than just like...
Yeah, you're kind of mellow.
Very mellow, yeah.
Maybe
a gummy for Hugh before he gets to the winery, just to kind of settle down a little bit.
It's not the kind of place that you bring a tin gas station cup.
I think that's the best way to frame it. I mean, we could solicit people today to see where their guess on where Hugh is right now. I mean, if I had to guess, he's probably at home thinking about a trip to Buc-ee's, but maybe he's having more fun than we think he is. Aaron is in San Diego. I saw him. Did you meet up with a fellow WIP listener? What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, good morning, buddy. What's up?
My vegetarian brother from another mother is back. I'm so excited.
I am back, Aaron. Aaron, missed you too, buddy. What's up? What are you feeling?
I thought we were going to have the band back together today, but apparently Mr. Douglas decided to go on a wine trip to Buc-ee's, so I guess we're going to have to go with that. But hey, we'll take the living legend, Al Morganti.
That's right.
How you doing, Al?
Well, half living.
Well, that's all that matters. As long as there's any living, we'll get through the show today.
So the topic of today, right?
Yes.
I think you got to look at it in three parts.
Okay.
I think the pitching, A+, more than we all could have expected beyond our wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The hitting, B+. The bullpen, an absolute failure, disaster, the worst case scenario for us.
I think you're being a little hard on the offense. Yeah, I don't think it's a D plus. The offense, it's a C. It's an average offense. It's an average big league offense.
That Friday game with the bases loaded,
yeah, it was brutal.
One out,
brutal.
Nick Castellanos up at bat,
dribbler back to home. It's brutal. I mean, and Kepler with the pop up. Kepler really is the one, because that was the one addition they made to the offense, and he just stunk.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I don't know who the D is a bad, but why would you have a D plus?
The D plus is weird. You're sugarcoating.
You want to? It's for D, but I don't think. I think it's a little harsh on the op. I mean, you have to look at baseball as a whole and then put him in it. But the point is, it should be like an A minus.
Or at least a B.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I think they're a C offense. They're average, just average
at best.
Yep.
And I don't even blame Kepler, because we all know what Kepler is, right? But Castellanos, it's in his being that he's got to, I think it's just a thing where he's got to be the hero. He's got to make the big hit. He can't just read the room and say, wait a minute, a walk here is going to tie up the game and you know, give us another at bat. It's just, man, it was so frustrating watching that game.
Yeah, it's frustrating with him, because he looks like a guy, and when he's hot, obviously, everybody, when they're hot, they're really good, but he seems like a guy who, when there's a stress situation at times, goes back to the default.
Yes.
Which is not, it's like when you take tennis lessons or golf lessons, you go through a lot, and you're supposed to carry that through at stress times, but very often we all go back to what we used to do.
Yeah, they revert, you
and
revert.
And that's what it looks like with Castellanos at times, and that's a real worry.
As far as the trade deadline, you know, I don't. We're at the stage where we're like the Sixers of the past couple of years, where we're getting up in age, and I don't know if it's worth or if it's going to make a difference to add a bat and pay the money that we'd have to pay and give up what we'd have to give up to, because the only way that this, let's face it, the only way that this team is doing anything this year, and the only way they're going to win a world championship is they have to get hot with the bats like the Arizona Diamondbacks did a couple years ago. That's the only way that we're gonna win anything this
year. Yeah, but you can't. Then you have to go get somebody.
Yeah, what's the point of this season if they don't get a bat? Like, they would waste one of the best pitching staffs they've ever had. Aaron, I don't want to give up too much either. No one wants to give away the future, and like if we give up a guy that becomes a special player, but what if we don't? I mean, then we're gonna look back on this era and say, what did we do here for 5 years? We have to.
You know, Joe, you and I have talked about it before. You know who I'd like them to go get?
Who's that?
Is Rhys Hoskins. And the reason I want Rhys Hoskins is because, you know, not what he did on the field, but off the field. It is obvious that they are lacking that leadership in the clubhouse, that fire, and bring him back when everybody else is cold. Rhys has a tendency to get hot. When he's cold, other players tend to get, I mean, I would love to see that. But other than like bringing in Judge and Tatis,
well, they're not getting
or
those guys.
Machado or these monster names, I don't know you're going to make a difference.
Well, I mean, but when this kind of pitch staff, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone call, with this kind of pitch staff, Al, you said earlier, one bat could make a difference. I mean, if they're in a lot of 2-1, 3-2 games, one bat could make a big difference in some of those games.
Oh, it's a huge difference. That's why what's going on in the outfield is such a mess. You can't have that. Like, when you say, well, you expect something from left field, that's he's supposed to be a pro.
Yes.
Like, I understand, you know, when you've got a guy that can't hit in the outfield, supposed to just be
Rojas,
yeah. who's I've given up on.
Yeah, you don't expect anything.
I don't, but I had to go get somebody that I expect something from. The expectations had to be there. And they're not. He's not producing the way he had. Like, that had to be the impact an impact player. That's why Dombrowski has to get away from trying to be new school again and try to be not the Dombrowski of before. Like, I'm not going to wreck the farm system. He needs to go to and Norton antivirus. He's got identity theft going on, and rediscover who the hell he is.
He forgot who he
is. Well, yes, yeah. And go out and have an impact, because you're in a big, big market here, the biggest one baseball team market in the major leagues. If you screw up with the prospect, you have a thick enough wallet that you can make up for your mistake.
Yeah, and the way it is right now, if he doesn't do something big, we're going to look at his time here as a failure.
I mean,
if they don't get back to a World Series, his time here is going to be a failure. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Phillies are at the All-Star break. We were at the end of the first half. They played obviously more games than that. But the end of the quote-unquote first half. Are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be? Your call's that. Plus, we get to a very interesting situation. Draft pick by the Phillies last night. How it might affect the team really soon. That's coming up. It's the Midday Show. Joe Giglio along with Al Morgani in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think everybody needs a break right now.
Why do you say that?
I just think it's, we've been grinding, you know? There haven't been many games where you felt really comfortable. It's, everything's been a close game, whether we're down, whether we're up. And I think it's, you know, I think everybody just needs a little break right now.
Little break's a stopper. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas out. Mal Morgani in. I am back.
Big shoes to fill.
It is big shoes to fill. So here's a question, and we'll talk about this as well today. When people call and they can try to guess. If you had to guess, where's Hugh Douglas right now? Like, because someone joked that he was at a winery. I mean, it's a little early. It's 10:30 in the morning. If you had a guess right now, where is Hugh? Where in the world is Hugh Douglas?
He's in Atlanta, I would think.
That's a good guess. Last time he had a few days off, he went down there.
I think he'd probably be in Atlanta.
Yeah. Last time
hot, but.
It is hot in Atlanta. It's hot here, though. Kyle, if you had a guess, where is Hugh Douglas?
He is taking a nap in a Bucky's bathroom.
Well, he did put a video up from the Bucky's bathroom last time. Which was,
well, you're talking about getting live
in
there.
Which was a lot. My guess is Hugh is in bed right now.
Like, yeah, probably.
He's sleeping.
He's got that fan set up.
Yeah, he's just...
Fan.
He has like industrial fans.
My dad had that in our house. He kept and tried to convince us that we didn't need air conditioning. Like, you know,
Did you believe him?
It's that point where we realized... There's a point in your life where you realize dad's a dope, okay? Because your dad, you're here to teach you how to, you know, skate, play baseball. But then you realize at some point, maybe he's not the smartest man in the planet.
Yeah.
Because, like, me and my mom are like, it's hot in here. I put the fan up. I designed the house. It's cool. I'm like, we're sweating.
A dope, though, is strong.
Nobody's cool.
What's wrong?
It's like, why are you trying to convince us that we're not dying of heat?
So how does the process work? Dad's a dope, and then eventually you realize you're a dope,
too?
Come
to that realization.
You got dad's genes, you're a dope.
Yeah. That's what happens. But your kids think you can do no wrong. And until a certain point, maybe 13, 12, whatever.
Yeah, I'm almost there, but not yet. And they still think I know what I'm talking about.
And you see, they look in their eyes when you say something like, oh, it's not hot in here. What? To keep talking about.
So now I have the countdown in my head till I'm a dope.
That's 215-592-9494.
Phillies at the All-Star break. They are in first place, but as Al described, I thought it was a good way to describe it. It's like the car with the check engine light.
Yeah.
But have you ever driven with a car that has a check engine light for a long time? I have. Sometimes you can keep going.
Well, if it's a vapor lock with the gas tank, that's usually what it is. But you better check it.
Maybe that's what we have.
You
can keep going. No. You can reach your destination.
You don't want to do it. You don't want to do that.
But we have for 96 games.
Yeah. On the other hand, you don't want to be the Sixers where if the light's on, you're in the garage for a month.
That's true. That is where they are. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be at this point of the season? Rhea's going to join us at 11. Rhea has glasses?
Yeah.
Someone around here is to see what they're watching.
Wow, she looks wicked smart.
Well, again, someone on the show needs to be smart. That's what we're going to have Rhea on coming up at 11 o'clock. All right, let's get to the phones here. And when you call him, we need your guess. Where is Hugh Douglas? He is off. If you had a guess, where is Hugh? James in Monroe is up. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Pleasure. Long time, first time. I think that to answer the first question about where we're at with the Phillies as far as better, worse, or say, I think we're the same. And I think one of the contributing factors is we haven't had a true number five since, like, basically Hunter Pence or, Jason Worth. I'd take a Ben Francisco at this point in time.
It's gotten that bad, we're recreating Ben Francisco.
But with this pitching staff, we really need to make it happen this year because – most likely, we can't count on retaining the same exact pitching staff as next year.
Well, James, they can. I mean, so Wheeler is amazing, obviously, but you never know when a player his age is going to, still be this good. So maybe he will be next year, but who knows? This might be the best we ever see him. Ranger's a free agent. And, who knows? With, health of pitchers, I think the best way to frame it, James, like you said, is the idea of them having this good of pitching again next year is probably not going to happen. Like, they have to take advantage of this.
They got to do it. They need a true number five and a guy that could deliver from the right side specifically to create that balance, especially for the postseason if we do make it, and we should. I think that, if you're a true Phillies fan like I am, you got your finger on the pulse naturally. And you know that more or less this is like the same team, essentially. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, James. We appreciate it. I mean, he mentioned number five bat in the lineup. They need power, Al. Like, that's what I keep looking at. Like, they have one guy that goes up to the plate, and I think he could hit a home run, or might. And that's Schwarber. Everybody else, I mean, and now Harper's supposed to be that, but we know this year he hasn't.
You wonder
if
he's ever going to be that again.
You wonder. And they have right now...
Castellanos.
He has 12 home runs. I mean, how many guys are on pace for 25 home runs? I don't think any except just Schwarber, who already has cleared it.
Yeah.
He has 30.
And that's the big difference.
Yes.
That's the bat that you need. That's the game-changing bat that gives you the two or three-run home run to come in. That's a huge difference. Just the threat of it is a huge difference. And when you're facing them, it's something that they absolutely have to address. And it might be a matter first of subtraction.
Castellanos? Kepler?
How long can you have an outfield like that? and get away with it.
We tried it for 3 years.
How long do you think you're going to get away with it?
I don't know. It's the one thing that has shocked me about Dombrowski's tenure is how little that he's accepted from his outfield. He's got nothing. I mean, right field has been average. Castellanos, fine. At times, pretty good, right? Center field, a black hole for the most part. And left field, I mean, think about since they moved on from Reese and had the injury to Harper, right? It shifted everything around. The outfield has been Kepler, Hayes, Merrifield. I mean, it's just been garbage out there in left field.
It's remarkable to have success that you've had with that glaring error. And part of it, you got through because certain guys would get 7 days at a time.
Right.
But it worked. It seemed like the manager knew when those 7 days were coming up occasionally, and that guy would come in and have an impact. Even Rojas had a moment to come in. But it you can't sustain, and they're asking this to go on for too long.
Where are you on? Because you know, as we go to the trade deadline, and we're going to do finishing the Phillies later in the show, where Kyle gives us a blind resume on a player, and we decide that we want him or not. Where are you on the Harper outfield thing? Because
I don't want him in the outfield. I understand.
It does narrow your options there. Because if they could move Harper back to the outfield for the rest of the season, to me, they could acquire a first baseman or a third baseman because Bohm has the ability to play first, right? If Eugenio Suarez from Arizona, he's on pace for 50 home runs.
Right.
He's a third baseman. Like, if you got him and you move Bohm to first, Harper back to the outfield, you add a 50 home run bat in here. I mean... If all things are equal, I'd rather add the outfielder and leave Bryce at first. I'm open to anything that adds power to the lineup.
Yeah, I would consider it if it was a huge name, and Harper obviously would go along with it. I'm worried about him there, like with what he's in his injury situation, what you're asking him to do. I think he's a really good first baseman.
I do too. Yeah,
I worry about. I would prefer not to do it, but if you told me that the move you just said, we can do this, I would do it.
Well, another option is Harper goes to DH, Schwarber to left field. They get a first baseman.
Back to the way we did it in 22? I mean, people, they don't like that idea. I'm sure people are shaking their heads when Kyle said that. The furthest this team went in 22 was with Schwarber in the outfield every game of the postseason.
Yeah. Didn't they put him back to leadoff yesterday, too?
They did. Well, yesterday was kind of interesting for two perspectives. One, they put Schwarber back to leadoff, and Topper said it was just lefty-righty because Bohm was out of the lineup. But they also sat Kepler against a right-handed pitcher for the first time, I think, since May, and Kemp played left field to start the game. I think the Kepler thing is about
done.
To be over.
Yeah, yeah. I think
and
so.
And I'm ready for it to be done.
Yeah, he'll end up in, I don't know, Atlanta.
And hit 10 home runs down the stretch against us. Was that where Merrifield ended up last year? He went to Atlanta. Yeah, it actually could happen. Let's go to Christian in Philly. What's up, Christian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it, Christian. What's up today? What are you feeling?
I think the Phillies are winning more games than I expected, with all things considered, Harper being absent, underperforming. They're winning more games. I like the check engine light analogy. I think the biggest crime to the Phillies right now is Sosa not having a spot. You got to find a spot for him to play every day. Put him in left field. Move Bohm to first. Harper to left field. Sosa to third. I was watching Moneyball the other night. If they could teach Scott Hatterberg how to play first base, we can find a spot for Sosa.
So, Christian, when you said, before you started talking about who to move around, I mean, the one spot that is obvious that they don't want to seemingly pull the trigger full time is, I'm going to say it pretty simple. Sosa gives them better offense than Stott. I mean, he just does. Like, Christian, I like Stott and I want him to be good, but the guy doesn't hit. I mean, we're going on years now where Stott doesn't hit. And Christian, I know they do a lefty-righty thing at second base, but I'd be willing to give Sosa more at-bats there just to get him in the lineup.
Absolutely. Whatever it takes. He's got to be playing more. He gives more than Stott, maybe Bohm. I mean, you got to find a spot for him. It's a crime.
It is pretty wild. Christian, man, we appreciate the phone call. You look at their numbers for the season. I know his at-bats are obviously not as many as other guys. But you look at the season and the at-bats and the production. I mean, the guy's got a .278 average. He's got a .743 OPS. I mean, those would rank probably top five on the whole team, and he only plays twice a week.
He does. This is where I have to I have to believe it's just their eyes as baseball people don't see him playing to that to those numbers. If he plays more,
he'd get exposed.
That's the only explanation for it. And his thoughts should be better. I mean, he's kind of early to, if you believe in the hurt last year type of thing. You may want to give him some more. They've given him a lot of runway. I got to say, it might actually be working against them that their numbers are as good as they are in terms of wins, losses, because it gives them the perspective that they have a lot of runway. I don't know that they do, but because of what's happened in the division or whatever, and the pitching is so good, it kind of delays some decisions that they have to make.
I agree with that, yeah.
But that can't happen here with the trade deadline coming up. You can't think that runway extends much longer. Right now, they're giving them benefit of the doubt has gone an awful long way for an awful lot of people.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the record maybe giving them a runway, because you look at it like, oh, we're in first place, but they're also only like 3.5 games up on a playoff spot. Like it's a fine line between we're good versus uh-oh. Like 2 weeks from now, we could say uh-oh, or we could say, oh, they're in good shape. Like every 2 weeks, this thing kind of flips around a little bit. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, Phillies did make a draft pick last night. I made a few. The MLB draft, which used to be in June and now is in July around the All-Star break. And typically, like, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the Phillies' first-round draft pick because, you know, in baseball, those players take a long time to get there. And, you know, the Phillies have done a lot, Al, with high school kids in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, that's where Painter came from. Aiden Miller, people love. He was a high school kid. So, you know, the Phillies have taken high school players and kind of moved them through the system slowly. Well, last night, Aiden Miller, I think, was actually a college kid, but Painter was a high school pitcher, and they took him in the first round. Abel was a high school pitcher, took him in the first round. Last night, they went a different route. They took a college pitcher out of Arkansas. Actually, the kid threw a no-hitter in the College World Series just, a month ago? 19 strikeouts, Gage Wood. And Al, I saw some of the videos last night of him throwing the no-hitter. My first thought is people are going to love him here. He's kind of got all fire and energy. But the thought process that came out of the draft last night was maybe they took him because they could fast-track him as a reliever and be in the big leagues this year, which would be wild.
That would be wild. It's not never happened. It's rare, very rare. But I look at it like I think they took him because they now can move one of their prospects and say, we still have prospects. And it's an advanced prospect. It's not a high school kid. We now, if we move one of these pitchers that we have, it's not like I'm leaving. I just think Dombrowski's horrified at his past reputation of leaving the cupboard bare. So if he's going to move something, it's like, I already took care of this. We've restocked before somebody bought something off the shelf here.
I actually think he's gone too far with that. I want the old Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, I know. But
go make a move or something. All right, let's hear the ESPN reaction last night to Gage Wood, a player's name we might hear about within a month or two if he moves quickly here.
Well, there's a name you thought you'd hear, and of course Gage Wood just exploded onto the scene this season, especially late for Arkansas because he was hurt a little bit, and then he goes and throws a no-hitter at the College World Series.
Yeah, there are celebrations in draft rooms, and then there's what's happening right now in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Because to get Gage Wood there, it was the best swing and miss fastball in the entire country this year. That's any arm that was taken, any arm that's going to be taken. Well, this was one of the reasons why. He struck out 19 and threw a no-hitter at Omaha. That usually makes you a little bit of money.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The only concern I have, and he does seem like a fun player, and maybe he'll be here quickly, is did they take him for a specific reason, like you thought, Al, or maybe to get him here quickly, or they take him because he's the best player? I hope they're taking him because they think he's going to have the best career and not, hey, he fills a need, or hey, he could come up in the bullpen later this year. Because to me, that's how you get yourself in trouble. Like, you start drafting for a specific thing you need or to fill a spot in a depth chart. Just take the best players.
Yeah.
It was a different pick than they've made in recent years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The more advanced. It's a weird draft, baseball, obviously,
yes,
when coming up. But I think they're going to move a pitching prospect.
Like an Abel?
Yeah, and there's somebody that's already rung up the ladder.
It could be. 215-592-9049. What'd you make of Gage Wood last night, Kyle? And the idea that he could come up here. I mean, I saw Keith Law last night say he could be in the Phillies bullpen in September.
Yeah. So that kind of blew my mind. I don't think, I had to look it up afterwards. I was like, are they even able to play like the same season that they're drafted?
It happens sometimes. It's pretty rare.
Yeah. But
it's not unprecedented.
I know. And like, I don't know. I think Al's instinct is probably the right one. I was wondering if they were going to fast track this kid up here and you know, and use him almost out of desperation, the Alvarado thing and Romano, Ross, like none of those guys really working out as signings in the offseason. But I think Al kind of talked me into the fact that it feels like now they're more willing to trade a guy like Abel. Well, I think they've always been willing to trade Abel, but it makes more sense for them to trade Abel now because they have a guy that can just slide right into the farm system, replace him, might be ready another year or two.
Well, it kind of fits with all the stories were last week that they're willing to trade almost anyone but Painter, right? And they want to go after, you know, all those big relief pitchers or maybe an outfielder. Because it does fit that they could replace them
and
assist them with him.
He makes it more palatable, I guess, to lose a pitching prospect in your system because you have a guy that's close to being ready.
Yeah, I hope they think he's the best player. That's all. I mean, and he does seem like a fun guy that people are going to like here when he arrives. Jack is in Norristown. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good morning, Jack. What's up, buddy?
Same old, same old. But I think the Phillies are better than I thought they were going to be this year. Our starting pitching is carrying us, no doubt about it.
Well, in a way that is remarkable, because some games they just don't hit, Jack, and they still are. Like yesterday, that was a feeble offensive game, but the pitching was so good, they won it.
Right. We get an unearned run in the first, and we hang on and we win. But you can't count on winning 2-1 games, 3-2 all the time. But the pitching's been super, let's face it. The rest of the lineup, we ain't got nobody other than Schwarble. And with Schwarble, there's two things you can't do. You can't put him in left field, and you can't have him lead off anymore.
Who?
But Dombrowski got to do something. And you know what I would like to see?
What's that?
I'd like to see Friday night. I'd like to see Crawford in center field and leading off. see what this kid can do.
Well, you're not the only one, Jack. People for a month now have wanted to see him up here. It is interesting because he hits at every level, and it seems like the Phillies aren't quite sure he could hit here yet.
I don't see that. Go ahead.
But you're not going to find out if you don't bring him up. And I don't get Dombrowski. It seems like the rest of Philadelphia knows what's going on, but Dombrowski. You know.
And that's not good. You want the GM to know more than us. Jack, if you had a guess, where's Hugh Douglas right now?
I would say maybe sleeping off a little load from last night.
Jack, good one. Jack, appreciate it. Where do you come down on the Crawford thing?
I don't see the downside to bringing him up. I understand that, you know, they were burned with what they did with Kingery. Might have been able to use more time. Marinate is the new word, I guess, that you use. But I look at what's here, and he's not a power bat, but he's going to give you more than what you had. I think he's going to give you more. There should be an energy that comes with it. If they make a move, get rid of an outfielder, I think it's natural. Where's the risk? I mean, do you really think you're going to damage a player bringing him up?
No. So the only thing I agree with him on is if you're going to bring him up, you need to play him pretty much every day, right? Because otherwise, I don't want to stunt his growth by giving him 2 games a week, right? So if you're going to bring him up, he's got to play. The question is then who is he playing over? Because it's not a natural platoon, right? He's left-handed, so is Marsh, Kepler. So to me, you have to trade Marsh or just get... I mean, I'd be fine if they just cut Kepler tomorrow.
Yes.
Just DFA him.
Yes.
Put Crawford in center, put Marsh in left, and let it roll for a little bit. And you can still get another outfielder.
And the beauty of that is everybody's happy.
Yes.
Including the guy that you get rid of.
Mostly me, because I don't have to watch Kepler anymore. I can't do it. I just can't anymore. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll get to more of your phone calls in the Phillies here in the 11 o'clock hour. Are they better or worse than you thought they would be when this season began? 55-41, first place over the Mets in the National League East as we get to the All-Star break here. But as Al said earlier, it's like the car with the check engine light. We keep getting where we're supposed to go, destination. We're getting there. Mm-hmm. But that light is blinking. 215-592-9494.
What's that smoke behind us?
Yeah, well, you know what? Is the car still running? Yeah. Let's keep going. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls that Rhea's going to join us. And in the 11 o'clock hour, we will get to the latest quarterback list where Jalen Hurts is ranked. But this one's different. It's not just some person. Like a Joe Giglio or someone out there. This is coaches, executives, GMs in the NFL, where they had Jalen Hurts ranked as we enter the 2025 season. We'll get to all that coming up. It is the Midday Show. Al in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.